two-time Brownlow medalist.
C. Judd, three votes.
Norm Smith medalist.
Chris Judd.
Premiership winning captain.
Judd, off the ground, he's kicked a goal.
And quite the rapper as well. On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Judd, man, you've done it again.
It's Chris Judd.
Oh, nice to have the main man in. Ahead of, it was Judd week there for quite a while, wasn't it?
I like to get a couple of stories out each week this time of year, JB. So, very much looking forward to, I think this weekend's going to be a ripping weekend of footy. You haven't had a lot of good finals at this stage.
No.
The Brisbane one last week was brilliant. Yep. That was probably the first really elite final we've had, but could be a couple of rippers this
Geelong
weekend.
Geelong West Coast was all right. Last weekend was okay.
I thought the Geelong West Coast game was a bit flat for mine. You may have the Geelong coloured glasses on.
Oh, no, perhaps. I just liked the game, the first quarter and last.
That's it.
No, it was a good enough game.
But tell us, because obviously played in the two grand finals for the West Coast Eagles, and they were amazing against the Swans, so you experienced that week, but as a player coming from Perth, when you actually come to live in Melbourne, the grand final week is among the best weeks of the year for me.
It is, isn't it? The weather turns. People have been hibernating for about three months. All of a sudden, everyone's out and
got
excited.
It first.
That's right. You've got, and everyone's talking about footy, and it is huge. And it was great to actually come back and experience that, because you do miss out on a bit of that when you're over the other side of the country. But it is one of the great weeks in Australian sport.
How did you prepare yourself? What did you do before a game?
I used to visualise losing.
Did you?
As much as I could, and playing really poorly and pulling out of contests. Consciously, if I had positive thoughts, I would smack them out of my brain and cultivate negative thoughts, because otherwise I wouldn't be nervous enough to play well.
So you were always nervous?
When I played my best footy, I was. So when I was in under 18s and a young bloke, I worked out if I was a little bit sick and convinced I was going to play terribly, I'd have my best games, or if I'd been to a party and was mildly hungover, I'd end up having my best games of footy. Yeah. And so that's sort of how it transpired later on in life. I'd visualise positive things over summer and imagine winning a premiership and being best on ground in a premiership. But as soon as the season started, particularly like Thursday, Friday in the week, I'd just cultivate as many negative thoughts as I could. And then the last thing before I'd run out would sort of be me telling my mind, we'll see how it pans out.
Yeah. And you had to get a touch early, or what happens if it was the 20-minute mark you hadn't had a touch?
No, I was pretty resilient once the game started. There was no nerves and no problems. Yeah, and I never didn't have a touch for 20 minutes, JB, so I wouldn't know what that's like.
No, you wouldn't know anything about that.
It would have been fine.
Grand final in 89, it was a 25-minute mark. Yeah.
Bill knew a bit about that.
I thought I only had six or seven in the first quarter. I was a bit shaky, but you just lift and then you'd be away.
Haven't had enough pills. I've heard the great DK Lilly speak about the same thing.
Okay.
He said when he'd bowled badly or had a bad game, he was never surer that the response was going to come immediately, because he worked his ass off on the back of it. He was only worried when he was flying.
That was the
mindset he couldn't handle.
People talk too much about, I think it's a balance between hope and fear, and lots of people talk about that, but we focus a lot on the hope side of it. Not too many people talk about cultivating the right level of fear so that they can perform well, whether in business or sport, Bill.
Were you hard on yourself?
Very hard on myself.
You were?
Yes. Yep. Extremely.
If one of your kids come through, you wouldn't be as hard? You'd say, look, you got to love yourself a bit more?
I wouldn't be hard on the kids, because my old man wasn't hard on me at all.
He wasn't?
No. I don't think.
Was your mum?
No,
not
at all.
She sing to you?
Yeah, she used to sing me a few lullabies. That was pretty hard on me when she went on your footy show, JB.
Oh, I know. I loved it.
But I don't think that cultivates competitiveness. I reckon the pushy parents, those kids never grow up to be competitive, I don't reckon, because they've been doing it to please their parents rather than their own dreams, Bill. This is a bit Tony Robbins style to start off on a Wednesday. It's a bit motivational.
We didn't want to get near the council, Mornington Council, I think, so we're going the other way. How is it going down there? What was that?
Jesus, it's snake.
No, clear. We've got to clear the joint.
It's napalm it.
How's that going? All right, you're settled, everything's done?
Just a misunderstanding, Bill.
Was it?
Glad we got to the bottom of it, and I think a good outcome for all.
A misunderstanding that you just cleared the whole block when you weren't supposed to.
That was just weeds, Bill. The weeds were heritage listed weeds. Mate, there was no tree cut down.
There's grasses and scrubs, which are very important to a duck or a frog or something down
there.
You've got to be
very
careful.
Important to my wallet they were too at the end of the day.
I saw that.
So what happens there? You got to pay the whole lot.
Yeah, I got to pay 40 for the final. I'm going to pay 6.5 for their legals, then my legals as well, Bill. Ooh. So that's a couple of froths that'll miss out on over the
kids won't be going to school months. Next year.
That's right.
Oh. I, as you know, Christopher, had a place down there for the best part of 5 years. Flinders, so a bit...
A bit upper class and Arthur says that
we... Paris end of what things were, but had to deal with the same council and notoriously difficult, I think is a polite way of putting it.
I think that's...
And if something or other nightmare would be the stronger
you
way...
You can't have bushrangers coming in and clearing the whole joint and getting rid of all the vegetation.
There isn't a person who spent any time down there that doesn't agree. The toughest council of the lot to deal with.
But you can see what they're trying to uphold, the nature and the beauty of the joint.
Not really, Bill. Once you're a landowner down there, just charge your hardest.
Well, no, and then...
What Juddy was of the opinion.
I'm going to be a greenie, actually. I'm going to tie myself to it.
Good on you, Bill.
That's what you're going to do,
Bill. D7.
Hey, Juddy, let's take a little break with you because there's more to discuss, including Brownlow night, which is coming up.
And
weather.
Go on. New coaches at Carlton.
Of course.
Chris Judd in the studio.
He is indeed. A couple of new coaches at Carlton down there at Icon Park.
Yeah, good gets Henry Playfair and Luke Power, who's going to run the development. So they'll be great additions to the footy club, both really highly regarded.
Have you moved any on?
Yes.
Normally with a soft cap you have to, Bill. You can't.
Well,
just
that's what I'm thinking, and I haven't heard, so I'm just wondering if Chris will tell us.
No, I won't, but yes.
Oh, so they've been told, but...
Well, Teague's changed positions.
Has he?
Well, he's now the senior coach, so that's a vacancy
there's
there.
One vacancy, that's it.
And I'm not sure what is and isn't public info, to be honest,
JB.
So
keep it
quiet. Those
keep
two guys are coming in. Yeah.
Brownlow Knight, you are heading there. Your beautiful better half is not because she's got family business to attend to. But what sort of a night are you expecting? Who's going to be on the... The past winners' table that'll catch your
eye. I'm not sure, JB. Diesel. You never know with these things. Hopefully, close to Cheezel, that'd be good.
There's mischief in that man.
Yep.
Yes, there is one.
R. Glendenning, there's some nice mischief attached to Roscoe.
It'd be nice to have him floating about. We were meant to be on the table with Adam Cooney last year, who didn't rock up. It was a bit light on the table last year. There was about half the attendees decided not to attend.
He didn't attend, Coons.
No, he didn't make it in, which I think is fine not to go, but just don't say you're going
to
go.
Yeah, it'd be nice to tell him.
In an ideal world, but I'm sure he had his reasons.
Who else are the old boys can spark up and give you? Oh, Blighty.
Ooh.
You get Blighty anywhere near.
Good result.
Yeah, it'd very, be good to, entertaining.
Yeah.
Talk a lot about himself.
A lot about himself.
But it's all entertaining.
And how he was only sixth in North Melbourne's top 150.
Oh, wouldn't have been happy with that.
Rashute would be good.
He's a very good man.
That'd work.
Yes. You'd enjoy seeing Rashute on your table.
Who wins it? Judd?
Well, I hope Paddy Cripps. Don't know.
I think he'd be a
chance. He's paying $11 if I just look on the sheet in front of me, which I think is reasonable value
for the year
he's had. Probably didn't win enough games to make it easy for him, but... You'd think he'd be a chance. I think Marcus Bontempelli is the other one. I think he had a super year. Any of those top, Dangerfield, Lachie Neal, Nat Fyfe, Brody Grundy, they'd all be in with the show. I actually think Tim Kelly will poll better than what people think. He dropped off the cliff a bit at the end of the year, Bill, but his first half of the year in particular was brilliant. And they were winning every week. I think he'll be top five.
Top five? Mm-hmm. TK.
I don't want to take the conversation somewhere which will make you feel uncomfortable.
Oh, okay. We've done the council stuff.
No, we have done that. But you, of course, were a footballer that was prone to putting your hands on a man's face. So,
yes.
So, Toby Green, hard done by, should play. Where do you sit with that?
Very hard done by. I mean, I thought the week before
against
Bontempelli was probably worse. I looked at that and thought, well, he got let off. So that sets the precedent. And the Lachie Neal one was less than that. So I just assumed he would get off. I think there is sort of a common sense element to it where the AFL eventually gets their nose out of joint if you keep doing the same over and over.
Yep.
I'm not sure how I sit with that, JB. But at the end of the day, I don't think what he did is big enough to miss a prelim final.
I totally agree. And you can't, it's not weight of numbers. It can't be last week and this week makes it you're too stupid, you're not playing. That's not what this is about.
And I don't mind that approach in the home and away season.
Yep.
You know, if you want to make a point and miss home and away game, but gee, a prelim final, yeah. It's like a 6-match suspension, isn't it?
No, I agree.
It and, is.
Plus, how's Lachie Neale going to know who was doing what?
Yeah.
He had three blokes lying on him.
Yeah.
Well, he's got no idea.
Nah.
So you can't take any of that evidence.
Nah, these things happen. I've been on the wrong side of accusations before, JV. I can see how.
The old chicken wing?
Oh, well,
what
been
goes through
things.
Your head to do that? Like, you're a smart man.
I was just confused.
Confused.
I think I was concussed at the time. And the protocols weren't as rigid around the concussion back then, Bill. So probably just put my head in the trough again and copped one. And,
you know. And you reckon Mummy should be dropped? The Giants?
He looked sore as a boil. To me, and he looked like he could barely keep his feet. Stephen Martin just had a brilliant game, and full credit to him.
And you worry about Grundy, don't you?
Well, absolutely. I mean, he's another step above from Stephen Martin. I would rest Mummy, and if they win, I'd bring him straight back in for the GF because he just doesn't look like he's getting long enough to recover from the stress that AFL footy's putting on his body.
Who do you bring in? Dawson Simpson?
Well, I'd maybe go a Tomlinson or a Finlayson, really take it. Do something different and take a risk. And Geelong did it with Blixarves.
Yeah.
And it wasn't horrible, the Blixarves result, for mine. They got goals from stoppages, but it wasn't because Grundy was putting it down their throat. Yeah. They just got some goals from stoppages. Yeah. So I would take that risk, JB.
Mm. Interesting for me, Don Pike, as he left coaching the Adelaide Crows, that sentence he said in the middle of his exit, for me, is a red light flashing moment for our game that we need to start treating people better. I was also very interested to hear Darius Boyd's comments on the back of the Broncos getting belted.
Yeah.
And he said it's only a matter of time before a player takes his own life if we continue this persecution of athletes. You are now at Clubland. I think that we are going after these senior coaches way too hard. Is there anything that can be done about it? Is it even real?
I think it's real, for sure. Footy's just slowly morphed into something that it didn't used to be. It really used
nasty.
To be... Yeah, it just used to be about having fun, didn't it?
Yep.
People would be out there and competing both as a player and a coach, and the peripheral stuff around it was sort of fun. It was a game to be enjoyed. And somewhere along the line, it got more serious and got more conflict-based, and, you know, calling for coaches' heads became almost a full-time occupation.
Well, it's a weekly thing, isn't
and
it?
And no one's to blame. That's just where it's gone.
But whose fault is it? The fans? Well, is it the supporters or the media?
I think it's a bit of everything, and it's not just limited to football either. If you look at, you know, the way the world is, things are usually pretty good, pretty bad, or okay.
Mm.
The way they're reported, it's diabolical, the best thing ever, and nothing in between. So it's the same with the reporting on politics. You see there's no centrist politicians anymore. They're all reasonably far right or reasonably far left. So everything's getting more extreme. And I don't think there's going to be one central body in the AFL, for instance, that's going to change it. I think the onus is on the individuals working in the media to decide how they want to act and if they want to be a part of that or if they don't. And I think for media content that gets produced that is fun, the market's saying that there is a role for it. You know, the Sunday Footy Show shot the lights out, this station without pumping our own tyres out, bases its coverage of AFL around fun.
Yep.
And there's clearly a large market that want that to be the case. So I think that's all people can do.
And the pressure on senior coaches, and you would have seen it with Brendan Bolton.
It's just intense. It really is intense. And at times, and it's not pointing fingers at anyone, but we as a whole industry just forget what footy's meant to be about.
Yeah.
Mm. The weekly hunt is what I think wears good people down. Don Pike is a very good man.
Great man. Highly intelligent, a really good coach with a 60% winning record.
It'd be a great shame for me if he walks away and we never see him again in that role because he is very good at it. But I just think his message during that last press conference should ring warning bells around our whole setup, competition and our whole business.
Yeah.
I hope it does. Hey, have great fun next week.
Thank you.
Go and enjoy yourself.
Can I just plug something before
I go? Oh, yes, please.
JB, just the Run 10, Feed 10 Run coming up on Saturday the 26th of October at Alexandra Gardens. Bill, looking to raise money to provide meals for people that can't afford to eat enough. So really important charity. It's a great cause. So if everyone can get behind that on Saturday the 26th. And for more details, go to events.soulmotive.com.
Nice.
Well done.
Love to see that and love to see you. Good on you, mate.
Thank you.